Hello, and welcome to a sneak preview of our Western Region Evening Public Lecture for May 28th. I'm Amelia Borales, and today we have on the line USGS volcanologist and chief of VDAP, John Pallister. Thank you, John, for taking the time and talking to us about your upcoming lecture.
Thank you, Amelia. It's my pleasure to be here.
As I had mentioned before, you're a USGS volcanologist, but you're also chief of VDAP. What does VDAP stand for?
Well, VDAP, the acronym VDAP, stands for the Volcano Disaster Assistance Program. This is a 23-year partnership between the USGS and USAID's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, also known as OFDA. It was formed in response to a 1985 disaster in Armero, Colombia, where more than 20,000 people were buried and killed by volcanic mudflows from a Ruiz disaster. The tragedy is that this was a preventable disaster, and so after Ruiz, USGS and OFDA people got together and designed a program to prevent future disasters like that at Ruiz, and that is in effect VDAP.
But how exactly do you prevent these disasters from happening?
Well, let's start with the broadest sense. In the broadest sense, we save lives and property. Our mission is to save those lives and property and prevent volcano crises from becoming volcanic disasters. We do this through both rapid responses to international volcano crises and through training and capacity building projects with our partners in foreign countries. We donate monitoring instruments to developing countries, and we help them build their own volcano hazards programs. In effect, we try to work ourselves out of business. You might ask why USGS does this. Well, first, VDAP has the same mission as our domestic volcano hazards program. Under the Stafford Act, the USGS is responsible for monitoring volcanoes, forecasting eruptions, and preventing volcano disasters. So our domestic and international missions, VDAP and the volcano hazards programs, are entirely complementary.
You use the phrase international volcano diplomacy. I'm curious about two things. When did the USGS start studying other volcanoes around the world? And what is volcano diplomacy?
Well, we started the formal program of studying volcanoes around the world in 1986, again after the Ruiz disaster. And just since 2003, we've conducted 52 projects in 20 volcanoes in 15 countries, and this includes more than a dozen international crisis responses. Also through VDAP, we negotiate partnerships with foreign government agencies to work together to monitor volcanoes and respond to crises. And doing so, we really build lasting friendships that transcend international borders and political boundaries. I feel this is the essence of diplomacy. So we could go on, I define volcano diplomacy as building international relationships with a shared humanitarian goal of preventing volcano disasters. Recently, our new Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, cited our first Secretary of State, Thomas Jefferson, in saying that the interest of a nation, when well understood, will be found to coincide with their moral duties. I believe this is the case with VDAP.
What has VDAP taught us about volcano hazards and volcano science, especially now with all the activity that's been going on with, like, Redoubt Volcano?
Well, VDAP really is a two-way street for our domestic program and for our international partners. In terms of teaching and learning new methods to monitor unrest and advancing the science of volcanology. So what we learn at Mount St. Helens, we apply at Merapi. What we learn at Pinatubo, Huila, and Tungurahua, we apply at Long Valley, Mount Rainier, and Redoubt. It's through eruptions that the science of volcanology advances. Now, if I look back through the history of our relatively young science, major steps in our understanding of how volcanoes work came in the aftermaths of the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens, the 1991 eruption of Pinatubo, the 94 eruption of Ribal, and even now we're planning a post-eruption study to learn from the 2008 eruption of Chaitén in Chile. Now, this was the first monitored eruption of a rhyolite caldera.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Actually, there's a long list, but I think foremost coming to mind of what we've learned is that VDAP has played a major role in teaching us how to forecast eruptions. Through VDAP, USGS scientists have had the opportunity to respond to dozens of eruptions around the world, and in doing so, we've learned how to interpret the precursors to eruptions. VDAP seismologist Randy White, who's based there in Menlo Park, is probably the world's best tactical volcano seismologist. In the past 5 years, while I've led the VDAP team, I've seen Randy accurately forecast about a half dozen eruptions. And he's done this on the scene at the volcano, as well as remotely. And also importantly, I've seen him advise worried colleagues at restless foreign volcanoes when it's time to simply go home and get some rest. And he said things like, well, just do that. Go home, get some rest. It's not going to erupt in the next few days.
Thank you so much, John, for this sneak preview. We look forward to your talk.
Well, thanks again for inviting me. Being part of EDAP's an immensely rewarding job. I'm continuously impressed by my own USGS team's talents and dedication, and indeed by the very same qualities in the counterparts around the world that we work with.
If you're interested in learning more about John's upcoming lecture and to view any of our previous lectures, please visit our USGS Evening Public Lecture Series website at online.wr.usgs.gov/calendar. His video will be available online at the end of the month for viewing. Thank you for your interest in our USGS Western Region Evening Public Lecture Series. This is a production of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of Interior.